Today is January 13th. I'm in with Keith and Nancy Green. We haven't talked since the beginning of December, if you can believe it.
Oh, really?
Because of you in the hospital and other things. So, again, January 13th. And I'm asking a question from Don Lago about weddings that you and he talked about that you witnessed up at in Phantom Creek, including one that was people were like naked during the wedding.
That wasn't Phantom Creek.
That wasn't Phantom Creek.
No, that was Hermit Rapids, actually Hermit Rapids.
Oh. Okay.
On the Hermit Trail. I mean, on Hermit Creek, Hermit Creek.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The rapids there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was.
It was back in the 1970s.
Okay.
And the early 1970s, and the Park Service was not. Was not so heavy-handed as far as people having permits to camp in the canyon as they are now. And so there were people down there, hippies for the most part, I guess you'd call them anyway, that were living down there, living at Hermit Rapids or at Hermit Camp there, and they just kind of would get together, and whenever they needed to more food from Babbitt's, the general store there, they organize and decide who wanted to hike out, and one of them would hike out, and one of the people hike out and fill a list of groceries and hike it down, so they kind of traded off doing that. Anyway, so there were probably, I guess, as many as 20 people that were just living down there.
Oh, wow.
And
they were okay. They just sort of let them alone.
Yeah, the Park Service wasn't going down there and requiring permits and all the stuff that they do now. People were just living down there. And that was a story that I heard was about down there, which was about a wedding that had taken place at Hermit Rapids, and it was a wedding in which the bride and the groom were instead of dressed up like they do in a normal wedding, everybody was naked. The bride and groom and all of the spectators were just down there naked.
Wow.
And they had including the guy that functioned as the minister, he probably had at the time you could become a minister in, was it the Natural Life Church? I think it was called.
Universal Life was one of them.
Universal Life, well, mm-hmm. Maybe that was it. Anyway, you could become a minister, but just by filling in a form and sending it up or sending it out, and it was a way to avoid the draft, which was still happening in the early 70s. So, it was one of these Universal Life ministers. He was naked, and so was the bride and groom.
Oh my Lord.
All the bridesmaids and whatever.
So it's a totally nude wedding.
Yeah.
Well, probably felt good, the sun on your body.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I might have had Well, they could have anyway been had sunburns in the wrong places, but I guess that most of them were used to being naked down there anyway.
Did you ever see any other, were you a witness to a lot of weddings down at Phantom Ranch?
No, I wasn't. The closest I came to that, I may have already told this story, but was one time when I was, it was when I was a park ranger down there, an interpretive ranger at Phantom Ranch, and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon we'd usually have a program, you know, where it was under the, there's a, what is that, a maple tree or oak tree? That there's a tree right in the middle of the ranch, you know, right at the north end of where the swimming pool was.
Mm-hmm.
There's some benches under it, and it's the only, well, it's one of the few leafy green trees down there,
okay.
You know, as versus the cottonwoods. But anyway, it had big leafy, big green leaves on it, so it makes a good place, lots of good shade. And anyway, when the dudes came down on the mules, that was usually 4 o'clock was when we had a talk, and you know, a ranger talk, and so I gathered everybody together that was interested, and we set up the benches, and also there's some walls that you can sit on and that sort of thing. And I think I'm pretty sure I was telling the story of the geology of the Grand Canyon, you know, the Vishnu Schist, especially, which is, of course, surrounding us down there. And anyway, so I was telling, I told that whole saga of geology, and then I said, are there any questions? And there was a couple of questions, and then this one guy raised his hand, and I said, yeah, and he turned around and got down on his knees in front of the woman he was sitting next to.
That's
and
nice.
Proposed marriage to her.
That's so sweet.
And I was like, so what's the answer? And she said yes. And
oh,
so
did
I said,
everybody
well,
clap?
That pretty much ends this talk.
And do you remember when about that was later? That was later when you were an interpretive ranger.
Yeah, that there. Would have been like sometime in the '80s.
Yeah, Nancy, did you ever see any weddings up there? Not at the North Rim.
Oh, I know one time I did. I was, I don't think I was even a ranger at the time, but I was walking. I was on the South Rim walking along the rim trail to the out toward Maricopa Point.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be there still is a big block of rock of rock that's cemented together. And it used to have a cross on coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking by that one time. This was back in the that must have been in the 70s, because I don't think I was a ranger at the time. Anyway, and there was a couple, and one of the ministers, there was always a what do they call it, a Presbyterian minister.
Okay.
Not specifically of a cult, one cult or another, and that would do church services every Sunday for the locals if they wanted to, or for anybody if they wanted to. And anyway, that minister and a man and a woman were at that stone and the cross, you know, with the cross. And I was walking by and they went, "Hey, could you be a witness?" I'm like, "A witness?" And they said, "Yeah, just watch and you just have to sign this, you know." And so I watched them say, "I do." And they said, "Okay, sign this." And I signed it, and that was, I don't know how many times that happened, but. That was there. And then Jimmy DeBlois, I saw him get married there.
Okay, did you guys get married on, where did you get married?
We got married at Shoshone Point.
Okay. Is that better?
Out to the west.
Okay, that's nice.
Right out to the east, I mean.
Did you have a lot of people?
Yeah, we did. There was probably maybe 500 people there.
Wow.
This would have been,
you got married around 1990, right? Right around there?
We got in 1985.
85?
Yeah.
Okay, 85, 95, 5,
15. I apologize.
So you're about the same as us. We got married in 86. You're coming up on your 37th anniversary?
That's right.
God, that's coming up. That's in the fall. You had your 36th?
Yep.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. And did you ever, I was going to ask Nancy too, do you remember any, if not weddings, do you remember any any other kind of ceremonial stuff you ever witnessed up there on the North Rim? Mm-hmm. No? Do you remember the harmonic convergence? Mm-hmm. Were you guys up there during the harmonic convergence? You were probably on the south, 1990, you were down on the South Rim teaching then, or 91? Mm-hmm. She was in Sierra Vista then. Did you have any harmonic convergence happenings, Keith, that you remember? Were you at the canyon in early 90s?
Yeah. I don't think so. All I remember is it was kind of a joke amongst the staff down there, because they were calling it, instead of the harmonic convergence, they were calling it the harmonic avergence. There was even, somebody made a cartoon.
That is funny, huh?
Okay.
Three virgins.
Oh my God. And so you were in Sierra Vista, Iowa. He was in Iowa doing his thing. So you were working in the library.
Oh, that's true. I would have been if it was 90.
Oh, okay. I think it was in the early 90s because I was at the observatory and it was pretty early on when I was working there, maybe 91 or somewhere in there. I wondered if they did any kind of strange things in the canyon, but if you guys were in Iowa, you probably would have missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see, what else? I wrote a few questions down.
Let's see, 87, 88, 89. It was 91, wasn't it, when we came?
Wait a minute, she's telling her something.
What?
Oh.
I can't hear you, Miss Nancy.
Here, I may be the room. Here. Sorry. Go ahead. What did you want, Nancy?
She wants an envelope.
An envelope? Where's your envelope at, sweetie? This one? You want this one? This? Where's the envelope at?
This.
On the desk?
Okay, sorry, thank
That's
you.
Okay. On your desk? This is my third day.
That's
so
okay. That's okay.
Okay.
Okay. I was going to ask.
Yeah, well, I'm confused. Oh. I can't remember when. One thing I do remember was when one of the comets was active, but we weren't. I don't think we were. And we saw that from the train that there's a...
Oh, you told me when you were down in Mexico,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, in Mexico.
Was that like Haya Katuki or one of those one of those ones that were very visible?
Something Tuttle or, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask, you guys, you retired in 2009. In 2006, you had a reunion at Phantom Ranch with, I guess, some of your old Phantom Ranchers. I don't know if you remember that. You stayed at the trail crew bunkhouse and you got to meet the current crew. And that was the year that Nancy spoke. She spoke about her experiences on the Dr. Seuss committee. That was in 2000.
You want that?
Okay. 2006, you won the school librarian of the year, but I think you also spoke maybe to the Arizona Library about your experiences on the committee. I wanted you to know I looked up the Dr. Seuss Award and it's still going strong.
Oh, is it?
Yep, it's going strong. Yep. And then, let me see.
Well, the reunion, the only reunion I can remember is was in 2000.
Said Keith and a bunch of his old Phantom Ranchers had a reunion at the ranch in January 2006, and butt pygmies were seen on the trail.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that would be right. Yeah, but that was just four of us, five of us.
Just got together, do you
got
remember?
Got together, yeah, it wasn't.
Who was it, do you remember?
Well, it was Peggy, Peggy, what was her last name then? Furman? Peggy Furman.
Okay.
And, Billy Burns. And,
Cindy Burns.
Cindy Burns, right.
Okay.
And,
Terry?
Terry, yeah, Terry Mache, I think she was there.
No.
No what?
Something with an S.
Terry Tobin? Terry Tobin,
Tobin.
That's right.
Okay.
Terry Tobin was there.
What is a butt pygmy?
Okay, a butt pygmy. I think I told that story once.
I don't remember what it, but I don't remember you telling me of what it is.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay.
97.1. Hi, Keith.
Hi.
Is your temperature?
Oh.
97.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have
a nice day.
You too.
Okay. The story comes from when I did a river trip as training for the seasonals, and Chuck Waller was the trip leader, I guess, who is the chief ranger or chief interpreter ranger there. And what he was doing was every time we were ready to go in the morning, we'd all get in the boats and he'd read something from history about that particular place or that particular time. But anyway, so we were just about to where the Little Colorado and the Colorado meet, and he read the section from John Wesley Powell's book that goes now we are in the depths of the canyon, and oh gosh, I used to know this all by heart, I don't anymore, but anyway, and we have sunk to insignificance.
The time is now 3 p.m.
Oh geez. As
the room temperature
river
is
crashes its angry waves against
and the outside temperature, 56
and,
degrees.
Cliffs above us, but in comparison to, we are but pygmies, and the rocks are but, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right.
And anyway, he read that, and then we drove, we rode out into the river, and so we're out of earshot of everybody, and the boat, our boatman turned to me and said, "What's a butt pygmy?"
I remember this now.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this now. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What is a butt? We are but pygmies, but the boatman didn't get it. And he said,
What's a butt pygmy? Well, I'm sure the boatman got it.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
But it was a joke he made.
Okay.
But
oh, God, that's
ever
funny.
Since then, I have been, down at Phantom Ranch, we've been, anytime we're running around naked, we talk about being butt pygmies.
That's a good story. That is really good.
And and the reason that says about butt pygmies is that Terry Solar and me and it was that same trip, you know. So Terry and me and Peggy were hiking down the trail to this reunion sort of thing, and we're hiking. I'm a slow hiker, so we're hiking kind of at a slow rate, and anyway, so we're going down the trail, and we were on Utah Flats. No, not Utah Flats. Mormon Flats. We're on Mormon Flats, and where you can see quite a ways ahead of you, and Terry all of a sudden stopped. She was leading us, and she all of a sudden stopped and turned and went, "There's some naked people on the trail." And I'm like, "Whoa." And I said, "Are they women?" And she said, "I don't know, they're not close enough. They're not close enough yet."
Are you okay?
But there were naked people?
There were naked people on the trail. And we continued on down, and it turned out it was Billy Burns and Dave Cooley, and they were completely naked, and they had already made it down and we're coming back up to see what happened, why we were
taking so long.
Taking so long. But they, you know, hid behind a rock and took their clothes off.
Oh,
and
my God.
Jumped out on the trail.
And those were the bus pygmies that were seen on the trail.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Pygmies. That's good. Oh, let's see. I wanted to... Okay. Then you your official retirement was in 2009, but you also... that was the year you talked to a group of blind kids.
Right.
And, like, how many kids were there, do you know?
Oh, gosh, I'd say about 12. Maybe.
And it was were they from a particular school?
It was part of, what was that called? The, it's a program. It still goes on. It's young people, and they come to the canyon, and they have several, they have about a week on the rim, and then they go down the river. They split the group in half, and half of them go down the first half of the river, and half of them the second half with Park Service, the Park Service river unit, and gosh, I can't think of the name of that program, but anyway, one of the groups was a blind or partially blind kids from usually, I guess, around 10 to 15 years old, something in there, and they recruited me to do a program at the, because they were camping at the campground.
Okay.
And to do a program at the campground, and I was basically telling them that, you know, don't believe the people that act like you know, because you're blind, you don't have a chance of doing anything, and it's, you can do anything you want to, and you just have to, you have to work at it. And I told my story,
mm-hmm.
and I finished it off with my story of the last rapid we went through, or the last time we went down the river, which was through Lava Falls. And we almost flipped in Lava Falls, but we didn't. But anyway, I told that story.
Do you think any of the kids got inspired to, you know, to give a Park Service career a try, or?
I don't know.
Who knows? None of them, you didn't get addresses. None of them were really able to keep in touch.
No, I wasn't.
But, you know, you think about both of your careers, you had the opportunity to talk to kids with, you know, what they would consider a disability that would have probably prevented a lot of people from doing a career like, having a career like you had. And she got to teach kids on the top that were from such diverse backgrounds, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was, when you think of how interesting both of your careers were, pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what we were...
That's what you were going
about.
For,
yeah.
Right. We talked last time about, you know, the kids from so many different backgrounds that she had in her classes and as mm-hmm. librarians.
Right.
And, you know, all the people who, the tribes that I didn't realize so many people, but a lot of them are Native Americans that live on the rim. I've always thought of the Havasupais in the canyon.
Uh-huh.
So, let's see. And then I just wanted to generally tell you guys that
you could absolutely be travel agents. And if you ever wanted to do another career, because you've taken some of the most incredible world trips of anybody I've ever known in my life. Huh. You know, from your retirement on, you guys traveled nonstop, and you even traveled a lot before your retirement.
Yeah, that's true.
You saw so much, and such quality tours.
Yeah, they were.
Really? All those Garrison Keillor trips, that was incredible.
Mm-hmm. And the Lindblad ones. And
the Lindblads are amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I wanted to do here was, I know that you... I'm going to turn this off for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up today, and then we're going to pick up with... we're going to talk next time a little bit about the relationship between the staff and the management at the Canyon. Okay. Bye-bye for now.